Okay, today's daf is Yuma daf tes daf Yudalid. Yuma Yudalid. And what we're going to talk about is the sugya related to Sandikaus by Bris Mila. Where does this come up on daf Yudalid on the base? The Gemara discusses here on daf Yudalid the order of the avoda kol shivas hayamim. The Gemara here is talking about what the Kohen Gadol does for the whole week before Yom Kippur. As we know, the first Mishnah spoke about that he separated and we're mafreshim. But on daf Yudalid it says kol shivas hayamim huzorek es adam umakteres aktores umetev es aneros. He does everything to practice, right? The machlokas we've shown him that has been mentioned, whether all the avodas of Yom Kippur are done by the Kohen Gadol or just the unique avodas of Yom Kippur. What about the Karban Tumid? What about the Ketores and the regular avodas? That's the machlokas we've shown him, the Balamar and the Ramban. But here, the Mishnah tells us what he practices. Kol Shevas Yamin Huzorek Azadam Umakteres Aktores Meitav Saneros. He does all of the Avodos umakar v'savosh v'saregel v'shar kol yamim. Let's just read the rest of the Mishnah because the line is going to come up by the Shem a little bit later. Imratz alahakriv makriv. All other days, if the Kohen Gadol ever wants to do any part of the avoda, it's his choice. He gets to choose if he wants to. He's the Kohen Gadol. She Kohen Gadol makriv chelik barosh v'notol chelik barosh. He gets to take a portion at the beginning. He gets to take a portion of the roach. So the Gemara here discusses the order of the ketores and the neros. What goes first in the afternoon, right? What goes first in the morning, right? There's ketores in the morning. He's like the ketores half in the morning, half in the afternoon. He's mate of the neros. He does something in the morning with the neros. Machlokas, whether he just cleans them or he lights them. And in the late afternoon, he lights them. So the Gemara discusses the order of those two. And on Amabez, the Gemara asks a stira between two Mishnayos in the middle of Yudal and Amabez. Varami, seder yoma, ditnan. Because the Mishnah says later on, hapayis hasheni, the second pious, the second lottery that's takes place daily in the Beit HaMikdash, is for mi shochet, mi zorek, mi midashin, mizbeach hapnimi. Mi medashin is a menorah, right? Who does the shchita of the Karban Tamid? Who does the zrika? Who is going to clean out the menorah? Mi mal evram lakevesh. Pious hashlishi, the third pious, right? This is the Mishnah now on Daf Chavav, which the Mishnah Gemara here quotes. Chadashim lektores bovafisu. That's our line for today. Whoever's new to the ketores could come and take part in the lottery to see if you're going to be zocha to do the ketores today. So what is that lashon of ba'u chadashim laketores ba'ufafisu? So that's the Gemara says later on daf chaf av manalef that the ketores was such a special avoda that everybody wanted to do the ketores. So you couldn't once you did the ketores once, you weren't allowed into the lottery to do it again, because once you do it once, that's it. You have to give everybody else a chance. That's what the Gemara says later on in Daf Chavav. Tana me olam lo shana adam ba. Nobody ever did it twice. In how long? We'll see that in a second. My taima amar Rabbi Chanina mebnei shema'asheres. Because it makes you rich. It makes you rich. And therefore everybody wanted this skula of the ketores. So that's why every time the Mamuna, the appointed one, said, who wants to take part in the lottery to know who's going to do the Ketores that day, it was only Chadashim al-Bakarim, only people who haven't done it before. The Ritva here, right, some of the action on that line is here, because this is the first time it comes up in the Masechta. The Ritva here has two deos about, is that really true? Really? You only did it once in your life? Yesh omrim, shaloshana ba'adamamish. Yeah, some say, there are some deists that say, there was never a Kohen that did it twice in their life. Right, this is a one shot. Ki ha-Kohenim hayu merubim k'neged kol aktara v'aktara. There were so many Kohenim. Right, if you were a Kohen, you only worked 2 weeks out of every year. And, you know, your base av only worked 2 days. So, you know, there were plenty of Kohenim, you never got to do it. Said that the Ritva v'zer rachok. I find that hard to believe. Well, once in your life, you never got to do it. Rather, v'hanachon shlo hutzruch l'shanos ba. Or the Ritva says maybe it means shelo chutzrach. There was no need to do it again. Inami shelo shana ad sheyaktiru kol hakohanim. It means they didn't do it twice until they got through a whole round. But you know, after that, maybe. Amim shemeis kodem lachem lo shana klal. Umi udavka b'aktaras avodas. Okay, he talks about how often it was done, and then he says maybe it only applies by the haktara of the morning, but not the haktara of the afternoon. Okay, so we're going to talk about a related topic to the ketores, and that is being a sandik at a bris. What does this have to do with us? Doesn't mention anything about Sandakos, but that's it starts, doesn't start with, but we'll start with the Ramah. The Ramah in Yaradeh and Hilchas Mila. The Ramah quotes, first on the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch quotes in Reish Lamachay Sifyon Aleph. Nogin lasos kisei le'Eliyahu shenikra malach habris. There's a minhag to make a special seat for Eliyahu and Navi at a bris. It comes based on Midrashim, that Eliyahu HaNavi comes to every bris. Why do we have to have a chair for him? Eliyahu doesn't need to sit. So it's really for us. So, you know, Eliyahu doesn't need a chair. He's not coming in his body. Right? We mentioned there's Chassam Sofer in the Chuvis and Chelik Vav, where he talks about sometimes Eliyahu HaNavi comes in his body, right, every so often, right, in the days of the Amoraim. Nowadays, maybe he comes in a body that we don't realize it's him. But most of the time, he comes in his neshama. He doesn't put on, right? That's by a bris milah and by a seder. So why do we have the chair? To remind us that he's coming. To remind us that he's there. But Nogin, Lasas Kisei Eliyo, Shenikra Malach HaBris. Ukeshemenicho, Yomar Befiv, Shu Kisei Eliyo. When you put the baby down on the chair, so you say, this is Kisei Shel Eliyo, Zachur Latov. Ramah. V'Nogin Lahader Achar Mitzvah Zu Lios Sandik, Litfos Hatilok Vilamulo. And there is a minag to be Mahader after a special person to hold the baby during the Bris Milah. The yafek koach hasandik mikoach hamoel lahakdimo lekriyas haTorah, and when you know there's a chiyuv aliyah if there's lading on the day of a bris, so the sandik says the Ramah has more of a kdima to get an aliyah than the moel. Machlok is about the father. Why? To call sandik havi kamakter k'toras. Here it starts. The Maharil. The Maharil says being a sandik is like makter k'toras. Why? Because some explain that the there are some earlier sources. If you look in the Psakim Uchuvos, here it's written by the son-in-law of the Piskei Chuvos. He quotes Mitzvah Santakosi, Mitzvah Gedola Bimod, Velachen Misavim Leo Sandik. Al pi medrash the Yalkut Shimoni and the pasuk Kol Atzmosai Tomarna. Amar David Lakadosh Baruch Hu Ani Mishabechacha Bechol Atzmosai Birkai Ani Osev Ben Santakom Liyoladim B'Shas Hamila. The legs are somehow related to the mizbeach, the legs of a sandik. Vasandik amachzik yelad al birkam nechshav kilu bana mizbeach v'heela alav ketores. So it's like a mizbeach, and the bris milah is like a karban. There are some connections to that. Rabbeinu Bachai, I think, says in Sefer Bereishis, day 8, just like a karban cannot be brought before day 8. Umiyam Hashmini v'hala, this week's parsha, parsha's Emor, right? Only day 8, so too a baby is from day 8. When there's a bris milah, there's a reach tov that a Kodesh Baruch Hu has, right? Just like the ketores. And that's why there are certain sources, early sources, not so early, but that the sandik is like being maktir ketores, and therefore there's an afkamina. The Ramah continues. Vilachain. Noagin shalolitein shnei yeladim lebalbris echad. There's a minog not to allow somebody to be a sandik twice. Why? What does our Gemara say? You only do the ketores once. Kida amrinan gabi ketores chadoshim la ketores. Right. That's vein leisha lio sandik litira guachshe efshar peish bishim. Right. That's not our topic now. But that is the that's the Ramah. That the this sandikos connection goes so far that the minhag is not to allow somebody to be a sandik twice, in a certain what? What do you mean twice? He can never be a sandik twice for like two different families? Does it mean one family can't allow the sandik to be twice for their kids? Like, it's very, very not clear. The Ramah just says, "A lo noagin shlo liti shnei yeladim lebal bris echad." So it sounds like one family. One family shouldn't have a sandik twice. Good. So there are two chuvas that we have to do. The Nodeb Yehuda Nechsam Sof. The Nodeb Yehuda discusses this, and he is metame on the comparison itself. What does that mean? And how do you take this so literally? Nodeb Yehuda in Yaradeh and Simon Pevav. Right? He said he got a letter a couple of months ago, and he didn't get a chance to answer it because it wasn't dachuf. Hine, ein daiti nochi lo hashiv v'davar shein lo shoresh ben hashas. This is classic Nodeb Yehuda. He said this in a number of other tshuvas. I don't like to answer questions that aren't really based on halacha. Even though this is in a Ramah, but this is not based on, halachic issues. Neged hashas. And he says the same exact line In the Shuvah, we've discussed in other contexts where someone asked him, remember, he has there's a father-in-law and a son-in-law. The son-in-law was going out with somebody, or the daughter was going out with the same name, the son-in-law and the father-in-law, Rav Sefer Chassidim. So also he says, it's not in Shas, it's hard for me to paskin. Or, you know, somebody asked him, how do you do tshuva for being mezaneh for 3 years? How many times do I have to fast? So that's what he says here again. Ein daiti nochi. So we have a couple of tshuvas because he was the gadol hador and he had to give an answer. But he says, ein daiti nochi lohashiv b'davashin loshoresh ben ashas. It's not in the Gemara anywhere. It's in the Maharil. Rather, Rabbi is here is quoting the Maharil. The Maharil was the transition. The Rabbi Maharil brought so much of the Rishonim. Right, I saw yesterday, Rav Soloveitchik wrote in one place that the Rishonim, a lot of what was lost in the Rishonim, was brought through the Maharil because of the Crusades and because of the Black Plague, going from the 1300s to the 1500s, moving from Europe from Western Europe to Eastern Europe, moving to Poland, which happened in the 1400s. That's when it started. So a Maharil was the pipeline that brought a lot of the Torah from the Rishonim to Poland. So the Maharil wrote this. V'hu raki inya smachta. It's an asmachta. Lo seis talam ashen nimnami l'chabi lecha mishnei banim. U'beguf adamber shedima Maharil mitzvah zu l'makter k'tores. The fact that the Maharil has this comparison to makter k'tores. Ani tama. Says, I don't understand the connection between sandik and Torres. Even though the legs and the thighs of a sandik is like the mizbeach, who says it's like the mizbeach hapanimi? Who says it should be like the Torres? Maybe it should be like a carbon. When you're talking about blood, you know, you should go by the mizbeach hachitzon. Be like a carbon. Akati minoli ladamos l'mizbeach l'makter k'toris shu mizbeach apnimi v'yoser mizeh haylo ladamos l'mizbeach achitzon v'dam abris l'dam karbona shemakom l'mizbeach achitzon. Number one, I don't know what the connection is. He says, maybe I found a medrash. Says another Behuda, maybe it's based on the following medrash that we mentioned before. V'shasha mol avram yilu de beso. When Am Ravino gave bris mila, he'amidu give us ha'arlos v'zarchaleim chama v'hitliu. When Avram Avinu gave bris mila to all of his family, so all the foreskins he put down in a pile, they all started decomposing, and the reich went up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu like Torahs. So maybe that's what the Maharil is based on, that medrash. V'yafal pikein, he says, Omer ani she'in lomo miktoras le'inyin shetei ma'asheres. But still, you want to think it's like Torahs? Who says it's like this in Torahs, that it's going to make you rich? Like Torahs makes you rich. U'lahakbid al chadashim kiktoras. And that you should be makbid on this halacha. There are many dinim about Torahs. So even if you want to say it's ke'ilu like Torahs in some way, who says that all these details you have to learn from Torahs? Torahs lohaya b'chol ha'olam rak b'mikdash pamayim b'chol yom. Torahs is once in the mikdash every day, twice. Avol mitzvos bris mila yish b'chol gavul Yisrael b'chol yom harbi ma'od. V'im kein mistama lokoya osher al davar shriach harbe. You want to say it makes you rich? It happens once or twice a day for all of Klal Yisrael. Here bris mila happens all the time. So I'm very hard to say that it's going to make you rich. He said, "I call there drash v'remez v'lo li'iko v'lo l'mina kavua." And then he quotes the line that's important for us: "Ubechala medinas Poland." The Noda Behuda, who was the chief rabbi in Prague, Prague had a tremendous history of chief rabbis: the Maharal in the 1500s, then the Klayakar and the Shlach Kadosh, right? And the Noda Behuda. The Noda Behuda was the chief rabbi of Prague. He says, in Poland here, nobody's medaktik about how many times you can become a kesandik. The rabbi is the sandik always for the families. Also here in our kila, we're not makpid. And then he continues, that the questioner asked, Lefitam Rabbeinu Peretz, Ma chiluk yesh im hu eitzel adam echad o eitzel adam acher. Right, based on the source given, maybe you should never be a sadik, even for different families. Right, because Torahs was once in your life. Uma yol shinui bailim. Right, what difference does it make that it's different families? V'neima dum yitik Torahs, lo shana ba kol yamav. V'gam sadik, misha yasadik pamacha, shuv lo yechad denu shuma adam liyo sadik. Yirali ki be'emes yesh lo tamua, divrei Rabbeinu Peretz. Eich dimas el k'taris. I know. Again, he doesn't like the comparison. Bishlam k'taris yavodam basur lachol bnei Aaron ishka achiv v'yem kein kulam shutafim. K'taris is really the avoda of all the kohanim. V'lachain, therefore, only one. Everybody wanted to do it, so they only let one do it. But sandik, who's the bailam on sandikos? The father of the baby. He can give it to whoever he wants. It's his mitzvah. Ketores is the mitzvah of all the Kohanim. So fine. You have to fight it out and you have to choose. And you have to have a lottery. But by the Baal Bris, whose mitzvah is it? It's the mitzvah of the father, and it's his responsibility to take care of everything involved. Right? There is, just remember, there's an Oda B'Yehuda. An Oda B'Yehuda writes, there's a Tosfos Rid. There's a Tosfos Rid. The Gemara in Kiddushin discusses why is it, the Gemara quotes a source, why women are excluded from Mitzvah Saseisha's Mangrama of Mila. The Gemara quotes a Pasuk to exclude women from Mila. And all the Rishonim wonder, Tosfos and the Ritva, what do you need a Pasuk to exclude women from Bris Mila? It says Mangrama. So what do you need a Pasuk for? Right? Lo v'lo la. Look at the exact Pasuk. Lo v'lo la. But he has Tosfos there. So Tosfos says, oh, maybe it's according to the Mandama that it's not as Mangrama, that you can do Bris Mila Balayla. All different creative answers. But I think it's the Tosfos Rid that gives an answer, because the mitzvah of Mila on the father is not just the mitzvah of Mila itself. It's the hisaskus. It's the arranging everything. It's the arranging the caterer and arranging the Mila and arranging the Santa Claus. It's arranging everything. So that's not Dafka Bayom. That's Yom HaBalayla until the Bris Mila. So the Santa Claus, that Tosfos Rid reflects, that's part of this in the father's realm. So again, the Nodi Yehuda says, I don't like the comparison, because Ketores is on all Kohanim while the Bris Mila is only on the father. Either way, though, he says they're not so, people aren't so makbid about it, and it could be the rabbi many times, and he's not so into the comparison. But if you look at the Chassam Sofer says, first of all, he finds a more direct source in the Medrash. This is an Aruch Chaim in Simen Kuf Nun Ches. The context of his Shuvah is the father of the baby allowed to shave during Svira? That's the context. I had one bris during Svira, and I shaved a couple of years ago, 16 years ago. Says the Chassam Sofer in this tshuva, he says, oh, I found the Yalkut Shimoni in Lech Lecha. He is more comfortable with the comparison. He even has a Kal V'Chomer. But then he quotes the Noda B'Yehuda. And he says, the Noda B'Yehuda, what he wrote, that the people are makbid about it because the rabbi gets it a number of times. I don't think that's a kasha on the Rama. I don't think that's a kasha. Why? Tamahati alagon. He's even metame. Mabekach. Halo chadashim lektores lebar mikohen gadol. We learned in our Mishnah today, the Kohen Gadol will do whatever he wants. Let's say the Kohen Gadol wakes up and he wants to do the ktores. He can do it 10 times in a row. The Kohen Gadol can do whatever he wants. Says the Chassam Sofer, the rabbi in the city is like the Kohen Gadol. And therefore, if you want, that's not a violation of the Rama. The Rama says, if you're a regular Kohen, if you're a non-rabbi, so then you can't do it more than once. But v'hachinami arava bezdin biiroka kohen gadol shemakter v'shona. Fascinating comparison. But that is the Chassam Sofer arguing on the Noda B'Yehuda. Good. What else could we discuss here? If you look in the Rav Yashiv here in his comments also notes that the Mishnah says that during the 7 days, I guess this is a smach to the Chassam Sofer, during the 7 days, the Kohen Gadol did the Ketores every day. Right? He did the Ketores every day because he's the Bialim. So also the Rav Yashiv says, if you're the Bialim, you can give it to whoever you want. So he also thinks the Ikra did, it's not a problem. And that's why the Minhag Olam, you know, sometimes people go to the Gdolim to get them to be the Sandik over and over and over again. Right? And a grandfather could be the Sandik, because who is the Bailim? Like the Noda B'Yehuda himself said at the end. Ketores is the chiv of every Kohen. They have the schluyos. Every Kohen has a schluyos. So you have to pick and choose and only do it once. But the bris is after the father. So it's a little difficult to know. Well, exactly. The Rama makes the comparison and says not more than once. But again, the Achronim assume that there is flexibility. The Vilna Gaon here on Shulchan Aruch in the Grav, he does not like the Rama's reason. He argues strongly against the Rama's reason. The Gra says, Noagin, let's see, V'yafek, you know, Domalakarban, let me just find the line in the Rama, V'lachei Noagin, Dvarav Ein Lahem Shachar. There's no light on this the Shita of the Rama. D'imkein, my time of Yadam, Acher, Echadavka, V'echa Layasa, based on Misantik La'olam. V'olam, and then the Gra has a great line. I never saw a Sadek win the lottery. I never saw a Sadek become rich. So maybe in the old days, the Gra did not live in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. I don't know if the people who did Ketores, you know, became rich. But says the Gra, I never saw a Sadek become rich. Says Ella, he says, it's based on a Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. Based on Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, it's not based on this reason of Ma'ash Eres. That's important, because if it's based on Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, then Rabbi Yehuda writes in a different Shuvah. The Tzavah Rabbi Yehuda Chassid is really only for his family. It's not for all of Klal Yisrael. Because there are a number of items in Rabbi Yehuda Chassid that are against the Gemara. Right, so the Rabbi Yehuda says, how could he write something against the Gemara? It must be that he saw Baruch Kadsho that this is not going to work out for his family. But not that that is going to be Halacha Kavua. So again, that's what this is an idea. It's an idea mentioned, again, not by all, but this is the idea. Maybe just to finish off with, there are a number of other nihugim of a sandik, if anybody's ever a sandik, because being a sandik has this connection to Ketoros. You want to argue on the Ramaz Nafkamina about how many times he could do it? Okay, but if you look in the Pesach HaMetshuv, as he quotes from the Maharil, when he was a sandik, he always went to the mikvah. If you're going to be like a mizbeach, you have to be tar. The minhag is to wrap yourself in a talis. The minhag, especially in Sephardic circles, is to give brachos. To give brachos. The sandik is the one that gives the brachos. He has this power of kapara, the power of dumya diktores. Again, fascinating. So there's nothing in Shas about this, but it starts already in the Midrashim, and the Ramah quotes this idea about the connection to Ketores, and the Nafkamina that he quotes is a discussion in the Akronim, but this is all related to this line of the Gemara of Chadashim Lebakar and Bof Afisu, only Ketores once. So the question is, what about Sandakos, once or not? Okay, we'll stop here.